From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. United States Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis on Thursday ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia, saying that conditions just aren't correct right now. Mr. Mattis' comments to the defense ministers in Brussels came after the Russian defense minister said Moscow is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. Mattis also said Russia's actions have not been helpful in building a relationship with the alliance.
We thoroughly discussed the increased threats facing our alliance, and unified by the threats to our democracies, I found strong alliance resolve to address these growing threats. Russia's aggressive actions have violated international law and are destabilizing. Terrorism emanating from the Middle East and North Africa is a direct and immediate threat to Europe and to us all.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. NATO Defense Minister is meeting for our second day in Brussels, where they will be discussing ways to heighten their defense capabilities. Hear now from the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Today, we will take further steps to bolster our defense. We will review progress on the deployment of our four multinational battle groups in the eastern part of the alliance. We will also address how to better counter cyber attacks, which are becoming more frequent and complex.
Stoltenberg said NATO members are also looking at ways to tackle hybrid threats and cyber attacks, which he said were becoming more frequent and complex. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is taking part in his first major international talks on Thursday, joining a gathering of the G20 foreign ministers in Germany. Tillerson met with Foreign Secretary for Russia, the foreign minister, that is, Sergei Lavrov, on the sidelines of that conference in Germany.
Foreign Minister Lavrov and I had a productive meeting. We discussed a range of issues of mutual concern. As I made clear at my Senate confirmation hearing, the United States will consider working with Russia when we can find areas of practical cooperation that will benefit the American people. As we search for new common ground, we expect Russia to honor its commitment to the Minsk agreements and work to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
A U.S. official said ahead of Tillerson's trip that the former ExxonMobil CEO would be using the meetings to mostly listen to his counterparts. President Trump indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli